As Paul said, I'll be speaking today about the initial results of a one-year pilot of a community case management for malaria that was conducted in partnership with the Ministry of Health in Burundi for 1 year, from 2012 to 2013, with support from USAID's Child Survival and Health Grants Program. I have no financial or commercial interests to declare. So just a bit of background on Burundi. It is a predominantly rural and very mountainous country with a population of about 10 million. So it's quite small and very densely populated. And you can see from the photo there how mountainous it is. It has a very high under 5 mortality rate, and malaria is the leading cause of morbidity and responsible for approximately 50% of all child deaths in Burundi. As we all are aware, of us that are interested in community-based primary care, facility services alone really don't guarantee access to treatment. And while recent investments in Burundi have served to strengthen facility-level treatment, we still see that among children under 5 with fever in the last 2 weeks, only about 60% sought care from a health provider, and only 25% received an anti-malarial medication. So as many of you may be familiar with, in community case management of malaria is a recognized equitable approach to increasing malaria treatment in underserved areas. And in partnership with the Ministry of Health, Concern helped them to train and equip community health workers to diagnose and treat suspected cases of malaria at the community level. This was in 2012, and at the time there was a lot of hesitation and nervousness on the part of the Ministry of Health to do any sort of community case management at all. They had a very nascent community health strategy. Community health workers had not yet been established, and they were really only willing to move forward with community case management of malaria at the time, so we just focused on that one illness. So to prepare for the pilot, we collaborated with the ministry to develop some community case management guidelines for the treatment of malaria. We developed training materials for community health workers, and we also developed with them a drug supply management program that included CHW resupply protocols. As you can see from the algorithm here, the malaria community case management protocol in Burundi included immediate referral to the health facility for all children presenting with danger signs, a rapid diagnostic test for all children presenting with fever and no danger signs, ACT, treatment for cases with a positive RDT and a follow-up visit at their home within 24 hours, and then for all children with fever that have a negative rapid diagnostic test, referral to the health facility. We developed referral forms, stock management forms, pictorial job aids that illustrated the treatment algorithm, and monthly reporting forms. We took a little bit of a unique approach in terms of training community health workers. We trained a total of 317, which was one per village. CHWs in Burundi are not paid per Ministry of Health policy, and we did the training in a cascade approach whereby Concern supported the National Malaria Control Program to train all of the district health team in all community case management protocols, who then in turn trained health facility personnel on the same. And then and there were about 25 health facilities throughout the district. The health facility personnel from each of the 25 health facilities then received a one-week refresher training on IMCI protocols, and we actually find that this is a best practice, that oftentimes the health facility personnel themselves need an update on their own clinical skills in order to be supervising community health workers on the same. Following that training, we then supported the health facility staff to train the community health workers themselves. There was a classroom-based one-week training course for the CHWs, and that was followed by a two-week practicum at the health facility, where we supported the CHWs to actually work at the health facility under the guidance of the nurse, who would be their supervisor, to get some real hands-on practice, especially with the finger prick for RDTs and interpreting the results. And we found that that was a really critical way, not just to improve their skills, but also to improve trust in the relationship between the nurse supervisor and the CHWs. Health facility personnel were then responsible for supervising CHWs by visiting them in their home at the community level on a monthly basis. The CHW's monthly reporting forms were integrated into the district health information system, and they were used by health facility personnel to identify low-performing community health workers. Prior to the launch of community case management, we also did a significant amount of community mobilization and demand generation by meeting with local village chiefs and local officials. We also conducted household visits. Concurrently with this program, we have a large we had a large care group program that was being implemented at the same time with about 3,000 mother leaders, and so we galvanized their support to do a lot of home visits and demand generation to alert people that this new service is now available in the community. So here are just some of our initial results. This is from our process monitoring data over the course of 1 year. So just for reference, there's a total of about 46,000 children under five in this one district where we implemented the pilot test. And over the course of the year, we had about almost 28,000 consultations. So this was an average consultation rate of 64 consultations per 1,000 children under five. And the average number of consultations that CHWs had per month was eight. So about eight children that would seek care each month. 78% of these consultations sought care within 24 hours of fever onset. And 45% of these cases who did not have any danger signs had a positive rapid diagnostic test. Again, this is monitoring data that we used from the CHW's records and the supervisor's records to look at the quality of community case management services. This blue line here is correct case management, which we can see started at about nearly 70% and sort of fluctuated for the first 6 months of the pilot, but did gradually get up to be quite high, nearing 100%. Appropriate RDT use was consistently high throughout the pilot. We also tracked the follow-up rate, which was the percentage of CHWs that did a follow-up visit to the treated child within 24 hours. And that also stayed quite high. It dipped to about 80%, but still was a very high rate throughout the pilot. And the reporting rate started off quite low. We had a significant issue with inconsistent and inaccurate reporting, especially in the first few months, but that tapered off to be at a high level as well. In our N-Line project household survey, we asked about use of community case management services. And we found that 57% of all mothers with children under two reported ever bringing their child to a CHW for the treatment of malaria. Of the 43% that reported not ever bringing their child, we found that 70% it was because their child just hadn't had a fever. Other reasons given for not bringing their child to the CHW were that they stated they lived closer to the health facility actually than the CHW. And so that was just a matter of convenience. So here, this graph is demonstrating some of the perceived advantages of CHW use for the treatment of malaria, and this is among those who had brought their child. And we can see that about 80% talk about the short distance, and in a country, mountainous country like Burundi, this can't be overstated. It is extremely mountainous, even going to a neighbor's household sometimes involves going down into one valley and up into the next, so that's definitely an advantage. They also mentioned having a short wait time, being able to have access to follow-up care, correct treatment, better availability of drugs than at the health facility. So we found, as many community case management studies have found, that the CCM for malaria did increase access and timely treatment. We found that it formed a very strong link between the community and the health system, and that CHWs were very much appreciated by the community and authorities. CHWs are able to treat and diagnose malaria with high levels of quality, but the accurate amount of training time really needs to be reinforced and can't be skipped over. We would absolutely recommend spending more time on the reporting because so much of the process monitoring data is based on the data that's coming through the reports. And if the reports are being completed inaccurately or inconsistently, then the process monitoring data will as well. And we've been experimenting with sort of new processes of training around reporting forms in terms of helping people find errors in them and being a little bit more proactive about that piece of the training. The demand for CCM was strong, however, not as strong as it could be, only about 8 consultations a month, if you remember. Part of that is because it was just for one disease and not for all 3, didn't include diarrhea or ARI symptoms, however, still is low, and we really believe that this is something that would require further attention in Burundi. This was just, during this 1-year period, CCM was being pilot tested in 2 other districts in the country. So this is 1 of 3 pilots. The other 2 districts were being led by MSH. The formal evaluation of the CCM pilot was conducted in September 2013 and found the immediate need to strengthen support to CHWs from the Ministry of Health system. The government is now moving forward with rolling out integrated community case management, which CONCERN continues to be involved with support from UNICEF. And what's needed really for scale up at this point is MOH leadership. There's still not even really 1 person at the Ministry of Health or 1 department at the Ministry of Health that's tasked with this area. Previously, it was 1 under the National Malaria Control Program, but with the addition of other illnesses, this needs to be much more centralized. Planning and coordination, obviously funding. I know Burundi at the moment is applying for global health, the Global Fund funding to support the rollout. Significant system strengthening and supply chain supervision and health monitoring information management information systems, and then of course adding other diseases. So Burundi has got some significant steps ahead of them, but very encouraging to see the strong results coming out of the 1-year pilot. Thank you very much.